Blessed be the name of the Lord. This star that those wise men saw in Matthew chapter 2 was not Christ, though. Was the star of Christ. They followed the star. And it was when they saw Christ that they worshipped him. They did not worship the star. Eh? They did not worship the star. The star was to lead them to where the king was. Church, if you are going to meet Jesus Christ in the rapture, you must follow this star. You must follow this star. You must follow this star. As we search, we discover that he is the shout. That is the ministry of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The same midnight cry of Matthew 25 verse 6. We saw the ministry. Who is this star? Then we called the people. Amen. Herod called the people. Come, waiting Bible talk. As we looked at the Bible, who is this man? And we saw that ministry to fulfill Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. The Elijah that will come before the dreadful day of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is he coming to do? To open our eyes of understanding. That's why we sing that song. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Oh, for the original light. Oh, the original light. The original sin. The original world is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed as every seed will be unveiled. The original man, the original seed. Hallelujah, the original man, the original seed. Bible Christianity, the original one is what I believe.
Oh yes,
the Son of Man. Our eyes of understanding has opened up at last. And within the living hours, we are changed out in the past. So jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Most original life, oh, the original one is what I believe.
Oh yes,
the Son of Man is revealed as a mystery. Will be unveiled the original life.
Oh,
the original sin.
We are called unto adoption.
We are called unto adoption.
Yes, sir.
Full of glory is in the past.
Yes, sir.
Sleep instead we wake and join us. All the nation in this land. Tell the day soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. His original life.
Oh,
his original life. Oh, the original sin. Yeah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That is the star messenger to this age. The voice of God to this age. He is the one God used to open our eyes of revelation. To begin to say things. Remember, he is the seventh star messenger. And the Bible in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. He said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. He said, when he shall begin to sound. He said, the mystery of God should be finished. Which mystery? The mystery of the salvation of Gentiles. Ephesians chapter 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The translation, when you sound, it will be rounding up. It will be rounding up. It will be rounding up. The devil has that name, William Branham. They have written books. They have spoken a manner of blasphemy against him. They said, even a man, Robert Lyndon, God's general, wrote all the nonsense he wrote. Call him all manner of names that God called him. To do what? That God called him to be healing the sick. He left his ministry and he was going into teaching things that he didn't know anything. And then God got angry and took him away. Here am I, thanking God every day for making me see that ministry. And another person saw it and said, hey, waiting. He will have just stayed and be just doing miracles, signs and wonder, because in this age, no preacher has got to the level that man was in the anointing. None. None. But the same man said it was only a fishing bait. He said there's no ministry called ministry of healing or ministry of discernment. It's a ministry of reconciliation. He said the gift God gave him was to cause attraction so that he can give the message. And what is the message? Come back to the Bible. Original Christianity. Original word. Come back to Bible Christianity. That's why in this church there's no woman pastor. And that's why in this church there's no reverend doctor. And there's no appointment called general overseer. Amen. Amen. You didn't see my wife in a special seat with carpet and specially carved for me and her? No. That is left for those who are blind and foolish. But the wise know better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said the wise shall understand. Can we read on? I read verse 10 again. Verse 10 again. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. It is only in this age we understand that there is a difference between anointing of the Holy Ghost and baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is only us that understand that. It's only the bride. And that is the followers of William Branham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's William Branham that told us, he said, speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Oh. He said, because demons speak in tongues. He's the one that taught us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's William Branham that came and cleared the confusion of marriage and divorce. Blind people came and they were scattering marriages with false teachings that if you marry more than one wife before you became a Christian, that it's only the first one you marry that is your wife. The other ones, they say, it's not your wife. It's not your wife, so put her away. My mama is the 10th wife of my father. P- Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure the children of such women, they will not allow them to be ministers in the church. Eh? They will not now. Eh? It's confusion. It's William Branham that came with a vindication from above the day he was going to preach that message. God told him to wear the wig of a judge. That white wig. Why? He was asking the angel, why did they say I should wear this? Why? He said, because you are going to pass a final judgment concerning that confusion. And anybody that turned that down and preached anything contrary to that, you know where you are ending up. And he told them, he said, steady where you are, only don't add again. And you who are already a Christian, it is one man, one wife. And you have no reason to drive your wife for any reason except for fornication. According to the Bible. Bring all of them to Christ. Hallelujah. Bring. Where is that brother that saw Will Abraham in a dream? Where is the brother that saw Will Abraham in a dream before he ever knew this church? Are you here? Kennedy. Is Kennedy here today? You're not here today? That was, he had this in a revelation before he ever knew this church. Because that is the truth. You say somebody has stayed with you as a wife. You married her as an unbeliever the past 20 years with 5 children. 6 children. Married peacefully. You are believing peacefully, enjoying your life, but she's the third wife. Or the second wife. Then you go to a church. They say, you can never go to heaven unless you throw away that second one. She's not your wife. Whose wife is she? Whose wife now? They say it's restitution. Is that how you restitute? Restitute is to return something back as it was. So, how did you pick that girl 20 years ago? If you can return her to that shape again, everything, chop, chop, chop. But it's not possible. You don't restitute a human being like that. And according to this Bible, you are saved. You and your family, you can bring all of them to Christ if they agree to follow you. But you cannot be a pastor. You cannot be a deacon. According to the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. You cannot be a pastor. You cannot be a deacon. You can't. That's all. But you'll be saved. You'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. You go to heaven because in heaven, there's no marriage there. There's no marriage there. The Bible says we shall be like angels. Amen. Amen. All this wahala of marriage, wahala, man, they make younger for you. Now for here, it go end. A songwriter said, there is no disappointment in heaven. No disappointment in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No more marriage there. Okay, let's read on. It's part of the things that the wise will understand. That is the reason this church has no branch anywhere. This is not the headquarters of any church. And we too, we don't know any headquarters anywhere. Our headquarters is in heaven. Hallelujah. We are citizens of heaven. And every local church has her overseer. And everywhere you open church, the pastor of that church is the overseer of that church. Not overseeing branches, overseeing the sheep of God in that locality where God has sent him to pastor. And if we go and evangelize anywhere and people believe there, we send one of the ministers here that prayerfully God selects, we ordain and send him there. He does not become answerable to us. He doesn't even have to bear bride assembly there. He is on his own, answerable to the Holy Ghost. He becomes the overseer of that local place there. He does not collect tithe and offering and send it to the headquarters and they send salary to him. No! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is the overseer there. I am the overseer here. Lazarus is the overseer here. Ichesha'ono, here, here. Yedepo, overseer at Songota. There, there, not beyond there. There, there, there. And the Holy Ghost is the general overseer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, don't think this revelation is just this church. Bakari of Latter Rain. He caught the revelation some years ago. I was reading the newspaper. He went to his branches and said, eh? He said he didn't see this in the scripture. He used a word. He said, I will not reap where I did not sow. He cut off. He said, you are all on your own. But why somebody, Bakare, is saying, you are all on your own? We know geos that travel and fight and go to court over branches that the local pastor tear away from them. They go and fight, lay curse on you. You are taking my member. It's my branch. The wise shall understand. Let's continue. Let's continue. That is not where I'm going. But I needed somebody to understand who these wise are. Okay, verse 11. That is where we are going now. We are coming back to the day of the Lord. Verse 11. Because the angel was telling him something. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, listen carefully, and the abomination that make it desolate, set up, there shall be 1290 days. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1,000, I hope I'm still online. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Go to Revelation chapter 12 first. We are coming back here. Before we see it, I don't want to confuse anybody. Revelation chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. From verse 1, you have to understand this. Very, very important. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That woman is who? Is Israel. And she, being with a child, cried, traveling in pain, and pain to be delivered. Which child? The Lord Jesus Christ, the promise of a Messiah. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. That is the history of how Satan was cast down from heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Is he not there now? He's there now. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there, how many days? 1,260 days. That is the verse I am looking for. 1,260 days. 30 days in a month, the prophetic calendar, calculated, it gives you exactly 3.5 years. Calculate it. 1,260 days. Divide it by 30. 30 days, it will give you 42. And that is exactly 3.5 years. 3 years, 6 months. That is the period the Antichrist is persecuting the Jews. For those 3.5 years. But now, go back to Daniel and see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel chapter 7. Go to Daniel chapter 7 again. Let's just get this a confirmation. Verse 25. If you are there, this is the fourth beast tormenting the Jews. And he, the Antichrist, speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until, how long? How long will he be given unto him, the Antichrist? A time and times and the dividing of times. How many years? 3.5 years. So the Jewish persecution will last 3.5 years. 1,260 days. But go to chapter 12. Hallelujah. Chapter 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up. Let's understand where Daniel is referring to again. Daniel chapter 9. I'll come back to chapter this verse 11. I don't want to jump some things. I want us to catch this thing very well. Daniel chapter 9. That is the popular Daniel 70 weeks, where the angel gave Daniel the revelation from beginning to end, what is determined upon the Jewish people, his own people. Praise the Lord. Remember that they were in captivity that was supposed to last 70 years, Babylonian captivity. By the time Daniel understood by books and decided to search the books, he discovered that they had spent 68 years, remaining 2 years, and he began to pray. And then, hallelujah, hallelujah, making intercession for his people, verse 20. And while I was speaking, Daniel 9, verse 20, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my people. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, that is an angel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh Daniel, I am now comfort to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of that supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." Then he went further. Now, this is the revelation, the understanding Daniel had. Other Jews didn't know. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish, to do 6 things. To finish the transgression, and to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. No! The 70 weeks see the period it is going to start. I will take a teaching on that one of these Friday nights as we come. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 72 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 72 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. Desolations. There shall be desolations. Desolations. Empty. The place will be wasted. And he, the Antichrist, the Prince that is to come, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. When I will be taking the teaching on the 70 weeks, I will prove to you that that 1 week is 7 years. And in the midst of the week, that is, the midst of 1 week is what? That is 3.5 years. He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease in the temple. Amen. Church, listen, it's very important. By the time the rapture will take place, if you read logically, you can see, it means the temple that was destroyed in AD 70, that temple will be built. That is the temple that the Antichrist wants to go and sit down. Amen. And as I'll be looking at the teaching on the divine timetable, there is going to be a war, a battle that will take place in the Middle East. That battle is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. When that battle will be fought, praise the Lord, that will be the opportunity that all the land that these Palestinians have collected, the Jews will collect back all those lands. And by the time they finish that, right now, where Solomon's temple was built, Herod built that temple, AD 70, when General Titus came from Rome and scattered the Jews from Jerusalem, while they were away, the Palestinians came to that same spot and built their mosque. That is where their mosque of Omar is now. And they say that is their second holiest site in the whole world. Muslims. Now, if you look at it, it's impossible to go there. Aaron Sharon, or what is that his name? One time, he just visited that area of that mosque. You saw how for 1 week there was bloodshed. Why? Kafiri like this to come near our holy site. The man came to inspect it. He said, this is the site for our temple. Every Jew knows that same place, the Jewish temple will be built again. But how will it take place? There will be a war. Ezekiel 37, 38, 39. That battle that you see there, the Bible says, when they finish that battle, they will gather, King of the North is Russia. Russia is going to lead the Middle East to fight because of Jerusalem. They will gather against Israel. I am telling you what is in the Bible, and it will come to pass. And we shall see it before the rapture. And it can happen anytime. Zechariah prophesied that God said he will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone, a stone that will burden the people. The whole world will be burdened by Jerusalem. There is no day you don't hear news about Jerusalem now. That small city, the whole world are interested in it. United Nations, they do meeting because of it. There's something there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's Satan wanting to make sure God does not fulfill his purpose. But by that battle, when they will gather, king of the north will come, gather all of them with a sophisticated weapon, this small nation, Israel. Then God will arise. Church, with Abraham's soul, a revelation God gave him of seven things that will come to pass before the rapture. Five of them have come to pass exactly as he said it in 1933. Remaining two. The two that are left. Amen. Hallelujah. The first one, among the two that are left, is that a woman will rise in power in America. That's why when Hillary was contesting, all the wise who are studying, we were looking, is this the woman our prophet spoke about? When she didn't win, we said, then this will not be this one. And the last one he saw America was blown up to pieces. And he said, he turned and he just saw the land with craters. America is like something happened. A bomb was dropped. And in a prophecy, he said, watch Russia. Watch Russia. At that time, there was communism. And everybody was looking at communism. He gave the prophecy that those three isms will fade away. He said, it's not communism you should watch. This is in 1930 something, when the Cold War was in her thickest. He said that, watch Russia. Watch the King of the North. Watch Russia. And William Branham believed. Because remember, the backbone of Israel is America. They have a defense pact. If you touch Israel, you are touching America. They are the ones supplying them with all the arms, all the money, all everything. The Jews that are in America, the billionaires, all the money they are making, they are sending it home to Israel to prepare themselves. And that is why there is the veto power in the United Nations Security Council. Anytime they want to take decision against Israel, America will veto it. And it will stand. And so, the King of the North will see, if we can do away with America and weaken them, then we shall get Israel. And so God will allow them to throw that bomb on America. To completely, you know, destabilize them. Then they can say, Israel, where is your strength? And the Bible says, then the God of Israel will arise. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because he will not share his glory with anyone. God allow it for a purpose. I'm telling you Bible truth. I'm not teaching about that. In our divine timetable, I stated it there step by step up to this stage. But for now, church, we are looking, preparing ourselves to go. All these things happening does not concern the bride. But we will see it before the rapture. We will see it. And it can happen any moment from now. Why is Russia helping all these people to make nuclear energy? All these things happening does not concern the bride. But we will see it before the rapture. We will see it. And it can happen any moment from now. Why is Russia helping all these people to make nuclear energy? And all their target is Israel. All their target is Israel. I'm reading Daniel chapter 9. Sorry, let me finish it. I'll close in few minutes, few moments. I'm almost through. Amen. Verse 27. Hallelujah. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst, in the middle of that week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determine shall be poured upon the desolate. That is that desolation of what he will do. Amen. Became a time point of reference. Daniel chapter 12, now verse 11. Daniel chapter 12. He said, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. So you understand the daily sacrifice talking about now. When the Antichrist will come and stop them from worshiping in the temple. After the first 3.5 years, he comes. He said, from that time, amen, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, when he will go and sit in the temple, it's an abomination for a man to sit there and claim to be God. He said, the period, this is the period it will last. There shall be 1,290 days. So you can see there are 30 days extra. Do you understand what I'm looking at? There will be 30 days extra. During this 30 days extra, we go to Matthew chapter 24. Within that period, the 30 days extra, Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. The old members, you should be used to these teachings by now. Amen. So bear with me. Let others also catch what you too, God has made you to understand. From verse 29. Matthew 24. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. How long will the tribulation last? Thank you very much. How long will the tribulation last? 3.5 years. He said, immediately after those 3.5 years, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. That is where the day of the Lord begins. And the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall fall from heaven. And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Why would they not cry? And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The emphasis is those total darkness. The heaven and the earth shaking. That is what Isaiah repeated in Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 9 to 13. During those 30 extra days, there will be total darkness on earth. Immediately after the 1,260 days, the tribulation period, the next 30 days, that makes it 1,290 days, there will be total darkness in the whole world. The moon will not give her light. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the period that you will see Revelation 16, where we read, will be fulfilled from verse 12. That is where you will see the judgment of nation will take place in Matthew chapter 25. From verse 31, where he said he will call, gather all the nations, he will separate the sheep from the goat. One, the sheep by the right, left, and he will say, I was hungry, and you did not feed me. I was thirsty, you refused to give me drink. I was in prison. And then he will say, they will say, when did we see you hungry and we didn't feed you? What will he say? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read it. It's very interesting. Matthew 25. You know, it's from verse 31, but verse 38. Let me just continue from verse 38. When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Which brethren? The Jews that will be suffering during the time of the 3.5 years of persecution. The target of the Antichrist is the Jews. But there will be some people that will hide them. They will see some Jews, they will hide them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these Jews, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. That is another group of people that will go in, receive eternal life. Just for helping the Jews, they are going to heaven. They are those that will start come into the millennium and start again afresh with human beings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. During those 30 days, that judgment takes place. During that period also, Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11 to 21, the beast and antichrist, that is the period that he is killed. That same period. Hallelujah. Then we go further again. We are still reading Daniel chapter 12. Let's quickly conclude that. Daniel chapter 12. Where we are reading. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 12. Notice. I read verse 11 again. You have to catch this thing. Very important. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. We saw 30 days extra. Then, verse 12, he said, blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,305 days. That is 1,335 days. Another extra 45 days added. He said, you are blessed if you are able to survive up to that period. From the time that the judgment starts. 1,335 days. That means, hallelujah. From the time that the tribulation period is over, 3.5 years, 75 days period is when God is busy executing judgment on earth. During this period of this last 45 days, the first 30 days is hot judgment. Everywhere darkened, no sun, no moon, everything on heaven falling down. Confusion. People are running to the mountain. Mountain, they say, leave me. This is all the confusion. Then, the next 45 days is the period that God will be rearranging the earth. Hallelujah. That is also the period that he will get Satan and bind him now, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. And drop him in the bottomless pit, because what God wants to do now on earth for the next 1,000 years, Satan must not be around. The binding of Satan takes place within these 45 days. Which within these 45 days also, the foolish virgins are resurrected. Within this period. We see that in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19 to 21. Those group of people there are the foolish virgins that will rise up. And Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. They are among those groups of people there in verse 4. Revelation chapter 20. Within that period also now, the anointing of the most holy temple. The temple will be there. No matter what shaking takes place in the whole earth, God will preserve that temple. Nothing will happen to that temple. That temple will be consecrated, cleansed, anointed, according to Daniel 9:24. Because that is where Jesus Christ is coming in his bodily form to rule the earth. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you are able to survive that, it says, blessed, you are blessed. That means you survive all the wahala, the shaking, you are still alive. You are among those that they say men will be as precious, scarce as precious gold. He said, you are blessed if you are able to survive up to that period of time. That is the day, that period, 75 days, lasting 75 days. That is the period known as the day of the Lord. And this is not history, I am telling you. It is something that will come to pass with certainty. With certainty. I am sure, certainly sure, it will come to pass. But before the coming of the great and dreadful day, God will send Elijah. And what I'm telling you is not my message, it's the message of Elijah. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3. As I close this part. It's enough information for those who will not make the rapture. But it's also the reason why somebody here should do everything to receive the Holy Ghost. And that is the reason why we organize this program. See what Apostle Peter said in verse 11. Amen. Verse 10. He said, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Then he added in verse 11. See then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, and they do also, as they do also other scriptures, unto their own destruction. He therefore, beloved, see you know these things before, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. He emphasized, seek ye the Lord. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Isaiah 55 verse 6 to 11. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Because now is the time you can receive the Holy Ghost. Now, a time is going to come, you will cry. He will be too far from you. It's true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After hearing this, you end up in hell. What will you tell Satan when you reach there?